Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Ask the Janitor on blogtalkradio.com. The title, of course, of my show is quite descriptive. I may have to change it up a bit, but we may do a few more renditions of this as the as our new site continues to launch and evolve. So welcome to my show. This is Alan Levy. I'm not only the janitor, but I am the co-founder and CEO of Blog Talk Radio and the person that has been largely responsible for all these incredible things going on here. Just kidding. Actually, I don't have a lot to do with it. I do kind of clean up the mess, and hence my name is asked. My name is I am the pseudo janitor. We actually don't have an office here, Blog Talk Radio. We're a virtual company. We have people in, I don't know, 12 states right now. It's pretty incredible, and we don't have an office, so we communicate via Skype and so on. So fascinating. Anyway, thank you for joining me. You're listening to the live show here on blogtalkradio.com, and the archive of this show will be on my profile page at blogtalkradio.com/Alan Levy. You can also subscribe to my show on Blog Talk Radio through iTunes, Google Reader, or any other RSS feeder you'd like. And so thank you for joining me today. The format here is going to be open, and we just want to have an open conversation. I'm going to take any calls that anyone would like to call into the show. If they have any questions about the new site at all, please feel free. The chat line is open. I am in it. Anyone can join me on the chat room, and they can participate as well. The call-in number is 347-677-0649. It's 347-677-0649. So why don't we take a call? I think I have a call. Actually, I think this may be a Skype call, but let's see. Hi, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
This is a Skype call. Hi, Alan. It's John Sweet.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Great. Thank you. So John Sweet is an employee here at Blog Talk Radio. He manages our host liaisons that are assisting our hosts, among other things. Host liaisons doing shows. Interesting. Do you have your chat enabled then? Yes, it does. But it does. I guess you don't see it, right? There needs to be more than one member. I'm going to initiate the chat again. Interestingly, that your ID did not come up on the switchboard because you're using Skype. Do you find
right.
that sometimes occurs?
Sometimes it'll actually appear blank with no numbers whatsoever. And sometimes it will assign me a number.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it, you're right. It does occur that way.
It does, right? Yeah.
Yes.
It's interesting. Because, you know, Skype, we don't get the digits from Skype. So sometimes the number can appear as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or something like that. And other times it just doesn't appear. So it's unclear to me why the number doesn't appear on the switchboard. But anyway, so I'll see that you've joined and thank you for being here. So how's it going? I mean, how are things going with the host liaisons?
Oh, it's going great. It's great. They're all working so hard to try to keep, everybody that's new coming on the site and our existing hosts up to speed with all the changes. We have the live help available for people. And we've got a lot of different ways people can contact us. You know, they can contact me at service and the live help. So they're an awesome team. That's all there's to it. You know, they're there to help everybody.
Right. Okay. So I mean, check the chat to see if it's working. It does seem to be working here. I just went on to the opened up my show on my laptop and clicked on Ask the Janitor Part 2, and the chat was there. So WSN Radio is on our chat. Okay. Good.
Yep. There it is.
It's working. So what type of issues are you running into now? What are some things that people are asking about? What are some questions? And, you know, there's a lot of things that we're going to talk a little, maybe Lisa will come on later. If not, we're going to talk about some enhancements and some tweakings to what we've done. Just to back up, I mean, people that have been involved in Blog Talk Radio who for a while realize that we just went through a major site redesign. You know, it's like, you know, living in a a shack to living in a in a large, you know, 10-bedroom house. It's really an amazing transformation. The whole experience has changed, and it's going to take time, and you know, there's a lot in here, and the feedback generally has been very positive. I mean, most, actually, really, universally, it's been very positive, but it's certainly new, and people, it's going to take time for people to get it. So what kind of things, I mean, are people starting to get it more now? Do you find there's less questions in? Are they getting used to what's going on?
I've noticed a slowdown with a live help activity.
Okay.
It's kind of balancing out to resemble a little bit more of our, you know, before we transitioned.
Right.
And which is nice. That means that people are getting it, and people are able to host their shows without a lot of, you know, difficulty. So, like you said too, I agree with you. You know, with any change, you know, it takes some time to get used to. And I think that the best thing people to do is, you know, utilize the tools at your disposal to get the answers to the questions you have.
Right. We've tried to incorporate a lot of the text and help in the website. There's a lot more coming. We've got what's called screencasts being developed, and those screencasts are being done by Lisa. Interesting. I'm starting to get phones into the main office over here. We'll have to call them back. That's Lisa, actually. So, anyway, Lisa, call back if you're online. One of the things that we were able to implement, which we're going to focus on more and more now, is this chat. And I think that the chat we see has been, you know, adopted by a lot of people. We're going to make it much easier to find the chats. You know, on the switchboard, you could see it says start chat. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't seem to find the chat, interestingly.
Right.
Do you find that? A lot of the shows, are the chat is just not going on, or what?
I think you're probably right there. I mean, I see a handful of people using chat. Some people might not be as task-oriented or multitaskers, you know, like some of us can be, you know what I mean? You know, we're used to working in a virtual environment. We can multitask like crazy. So it might be, you know, it might be a lot for them to incorporate into their show if they hadn't had it before.
Right, right. I got it. I go into a lot of chats, you know, and it's funny. I go into the chat and people talking like, hold on, the CEO's in here. You know, one person said, boy, I get all nervous when I talk to you. So why do you, you know, why? You know, I'm just coming in and listening in, and I say, you know, is there anything we can do? I mean, is there any, you have any problems?
Right.
It's a lot of fun. It's real funny. So, you know, we had, last year was, of course, our first week. This is our second week at it, and I think we're doing better. I think the development team is starting to settle down. Spoke to Rob. We had the Fly Lady do a show. She was a guest on a show today, and you, of course, know of the Fly Lady. She's amazing, and Marla is, you know, as I said, she's really an inspiration for. She's an inspiration for hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, if you really think
right.
about it, she's got 430,000 members in her Yahoo groups, but they're her flybait. They're her children. I mean,
yep.
Took, you know, it's amazing. And anyway, she did it. She was a guest on a show, and sure enough, she had close to 700 live listeners. I mean, this is just not even her show. So our dev team was very happy. Rob IM'd me and said, hey, no, not a hiccup. Because last week she came on Thursday, her Thursday show, and she had 2,000 live listeners. She
yeah.
must have said at the same time to everyone, okay, register to be friends, you know, and everyone
yes.
registered and crashed us.
Yes. Isn't that amazing, though, that 2,000 people can tune in and everything went pretty seamlessly? You know, that's just wonderful.
Cool. Well, yeah, it was. And I think that, you know, she has, again, I mean, she's got, you know, tens of thousands of downloads. She's great. And, I'm, you know, she's really added a lot to the Blog Talk Radio network. And so I was very happy that she's joined. And we've been talking all the time. I mean, she's really incredible. There's a few little pending buggies that are out there still that we're working on. Actually, my development team and I talked yesterday. We've got, I don't know, 75 or 80 specific items, so there's a lots of stuff. And one of the things that we're going to have on next week, which we really hope to, will be phone numbers. I mean, when we designed the site, you know, you try to think, we thought of a lot of feature sets, but we didn't think of everything, of course. So The phone numbers now will appear on the profile pages, like they used
Good
to,
deal.
Of course. And they'll also appear on the schedule boxes. So if you go to the schedule page, you'll see the dial-in number there. In fact, we're gonna change the homepage up a bit as well, so we can incorporate more live shows on the homepage, and also the schedule page we're gonna kind of redesign. So there's a lot of redesigns going on. But John, are you finding most people are figuring out how to get around the site and maneuver it and so on?
I'm finding so. The only thing that may be hanging people up is the transition, like you just mentioned, from our programming guide, right?
Yeah.
Into the schedule,
right?
To find those favorite shows that you want. So, but the easy, quick fix to that is, you know, direct them to our advanced search engine, and you really can find. I mean, that's just powerful. You know, it's no longer case sensitive, and you can really just find exactly what you're looking for, and you'll probably find something else that you didn't know was there.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, we might as well talk about search since you brought it up, and we did spend a fair amount of time talking about search, and I think that as we. There are many different – in the last site, you had very few ways to search. I mean, you could search using the search tool, the box, type in a name or tag or something, and come up with shows. And then you have the program guide. But the program guide was just an unwieldy guide that was, I don't know, 150 pages of shows.
Mm-hmm.
People don't get past, you know, of course, page number two.
Right.
This site, we try to come up with different ways to search. So we have the schedule page, which does show what's on air now and what's coming up. We're redesigning that page to show many more shows. For example, we run today, I think if you look on the homepage, it says something like 240 shows today. It's an incredible number for a midweek. And we're going to be able to show a lot more shows on the schedule page. The feature page, it's really the shows that we're featuring, both upcoming shows that we're featuring and archive shows that we've featured in the past. You know, it's one of the challenges we have. I mean, when you go to YouTube, you know, people can find what they want. And they could find it's everything's archived. Everything was. It occurred in the past. But for us, we have a network and a schedule. We have a lot of great content that's coming up, and we're featuring more and more hosts. So those of you that have shows that you feel should be featured, we have a features editor. I don't know, John. Maybe we could find the site email address for that.
Oh, sure. I know that address.
What is the featured show address?
That's hostpr@blogtalkradio.com.
Okay, hostpr@blogtalkradio.com. So send that over there, and you will you'll be in consideration. And that's a key thing. I mean, but with the new site, if you go to the feature pages, you have. All of our features on the home page, on the front page of the featured page. But then you could sort by category. So if you want to find the features, the best of business or comedy or culture or whatever, click on any of those genres. You'll see the stuff that's coming up. Select whether you'd like to see them, the archive shows, or would like to see upcoming shows. And there's more and more content, more and more shows that are coming through the site. Now, I have a couple of calls here. Let's take them. Let's see. Well, I know Lisa's on here. So, Lisa, hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Alan. How are things going?
Great. Thank you for calling the Ask the Janitor show. okay. I'm sorry.
Love the title.
I will change the name. I honestly, don't worry. Now, we have another call, 828. So let's see who that is. Hi, 828. You're on Blog Talk Radio.
828. This is Fly Lady.
Fly Lady.
Hey.
How are you?
I just did a great show with Jonathan Roach, his first show, and I sort of helped him kick it off, and we had a great time.
I was listening to it. It sounded great. Yeah, I mean, he sounds really good. And have you been working with him? Is he your trainer?
He's not my personal trainer. He's my virtual personal trainer.
Your virtual? I see. How does that work exactly?
It works that
But you lose real. But you get fit, not virtually. You really get fit, right?
Well, he's virtually as that I've never met him before.
I see. Okay, that's cool.
And we correspond via email and telephone.
Okay.
And he contacted me a few weeks ago, and he wanted to do a call about me promoting his business. And I said, we got on this conference call, and I said, now. just what do you want from me?
Right. Yeah, that's kinda probably a very common question you ask.
Well, yeah, but I get right to the point, and he sort of took me off the speakerphone and picked up the receiver and said, this is what I want. I want to help you get fit. And I said, well, tell me more. And we just hit it off. I mean, you can tell by he knows what it's all about, and it's so much fun to talk to somebody that doesn't put you down because you're heavy, or he just wants to help you get healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And his show was wonderful. We had some great callers.
Really? And he and where is he based out of? And what does he do? Does he have tapes, videos, what?
He has a website, Momentum FS. Frank, it's called Fitness Systems, but it's FS.com. And he has a tool that helps us with CDs and DVDs, and he also has a free component, so anybody can go and print out his workouts and different things. He's run the Boston Marathon, I think, 25 times, but he speaks our language, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
When we want to quit, he keeps telling us to just a little more. It's just a little more, and he was wonderful.
Well, that's great, and I would imagine that a lot of your members and your fly babies, as you call them, are interested in, of course, everyone's interested in fitness. I mean, that's great.
Well, it's a key component to our health. And if we want to live long, healthy lives, and we baby boomers definitely want to do that.
Right.
We've got to take care of ourselves.
Right. Okay. So I that's cool. So I heard you on the show, and that was great. And we survived a mini test of the fly lady. I know you'll be challenged to know. You've challenged my dev team. Last week, we were at a very prominent publishing house in New York City presenting Blog Talk Radio. I was very excited. I was hitting the listen to the show that's live now, and boom, no stream. And I realized after, I said, boy, what happened? Fly lady, we were fly swatted, as you probably like to say.
I didn't mean to do that.
That's okay. There's a good problem to have, but I'm telling you, we're getting ready for you for tomorrow. So today you had about 700 live listeners.
That's what I hear.
We got a bunch of registered listeners came in, but we're gearing up. So my dev team, when I told him you were coming on when I told Rob you were coming on in 10 minutes, you know, he probably dropped the foot. He's like, oh, no, what are you kidding me? You told me tomorrow, so.
Well, I did a show last night with the Poetry Man in April.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was a wonderful show. And if you get a chance, those of you listening, I don't ever get to talk about the spiritual aspect of what I do. And I got to do that last night because I don't push my religion or my spirituality off on anybody. I don't like to do that. But I got to do that on their show. And it was very empowering for me to share that part of my life with those two. And they're powerful hosts.
Oh yeah, they are. No, I they're definitely, they're very powerful. They do a great job, April Sims, and there's a lot of similarities. I'm glad that you were able to hook that up and participate.
Well, they had planned on another show, and they'd asked me to do the show, and evidently I had not confirmed that I was going to do the show. And at a minute till, I logged in and signed on, and they took my call immediately, and they were shocked it was me. So they threw their show out the window, and we did a whole show together.
Well, that's great. I mean, so you cover, yeah, and there's a lot of stuff. I mean, there's a lot of religious shows on Blog Talk Radio. You know, you and I have talked about the platform lots of times, so, and there's a lot of utility for it and so on.
Well, Alan, what you have created is so powerful. Anybody can be a talk show host, and it can give them the ability to talk to their group of people. Like, I have a Yahoo group. I don't get to talk to them via chat or anything like that. I talk to them via email. It's very seldom that they get to hear my voice except through what you're doing for us.
Right.
And anybody can have that tool at their hands. You just sign on and do it.
Well, Lisa Padilla's on. Have you met Lisa?
I have not.
Okay, well, Lisa.
We haven't. We sure were standing by for your show, though. We were doing the same thing you were at a minute till.
What do you do, Lisa?
I do marketing for Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
So Lisa's responsible for, I met Lisa in April. You know, I like to move quick. So I met Lisa at a conference, in the Web 2.0 conference. There were 11,000 people there in San Francisco on Web 2.0, and which means, all Web 2.0 means is user-generated content, you know, a user's and like exactly what Blog Talk Radio does, right? Where our hosts are our users, create their own content. We don't produce our own content generally. So I met Lisa. I met her on, let's say, a Wednesday, and by Friday we made her a job offer.
I love it when it happens like that.
And we had lunch, we had a meeting, we had another meeting, and said, okay, what should we do here? So Lisa's been working, you know, amazingly hard around the clock on this website, and so she's responsible for, you know, in large part, of getting the site up and the way it looks and the social tools that we're building into it.
Oh, and it's powerful, Lisa. Thank you very much.
Well, not at all. The interesting part, I think, maybe Alan would want me to talk about are the enhancements that are coming out, because after we've launched and sort of steadied the ship, we see some needs, you know, here or there to make information easier to find. So we're working on featured shows and the schedule now, and think those improvements will go a long way in your direction.
But here's the interesting, yeah, and this is definitely going to help lots of people. Well, here's the interesting debate, and Marla, I'm curious for you to, you know, put your two cents in on this. So I you know, Blog Talk Radio was built without, you know, the intelligentsia of the blogosphere, okay? We built the platform, you know, as you know, from no hosts, and we just try to create something that people felt would be fun, useful. And now it's evolving into where thousands of people have signed up and are doing it, and, you know, so it's quite interesting. And the social media world, what's going on out there, has largely ignored what we've done. And I don't know, for me, I have this thing about it, you know, I don't get it. I mean, to me, I feel this is an enabling device, so at a minimum, it should be interesting. And, you know, and again, the same thing holds true for the press. I mean, we've had the hardest time getting any press attention for this. And what is your view about that? I mean, do you have any, you know, I know you don't care about that stuff because you
I
just...
I do care about that stuff because I care about what this tool has to offer to people.
I mean, with regards to your own success, you didn't care, you didn't need PR when you built your, you just delivered a great thing to people, and that's what made you successful.
Well,
a lot of people followed you.
Well, it's a grassroots effort, and if we can spread out in a lot of different directions at one time, the potential is unlimited, because we're going in those directions, and you're not one person reaching out to tell millions. You're a million people reaching out to one more person with Blog Talk, with what I do, because my fly babies find success, and they go out and tell five people. They tell everybody they know. They tell people standing in the grocery line or at Walmart. Have you tried Fly Lady yet? It's just crazy. The word of mouth about Blog Talk Radio is going to happen too, because I'm going to see to it that it happens.
Right. I know. No, I
tell everybody. I mean, I know I've personally gotten five new hosts for you.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. That's great. It is a very viral thing. We surveyed the users at the beginning of the summer, and found out that most people found out about it from being on a show or listening to another show. So it really sort of markets itself in a sense.
It does, and people are going to start turning on Blog Talk Radio when they turn their computer on every day, and just listen straight through the whole day, instead of having background babble from some, you know, music thing going on. They're going to be listening to Blog Talk.
Well, I think, I agree that there's, you know, I think ultimately you've got, you know, this will be in cars, you know, when you have, instead of having the AM dial or the FM dial, you'll have internet in the car, and then the internet you'll be able to access.
Alan, we've never talked about this, and I see that too.
Right.
I have seen that the internet is going to be in the cars. You're going to be able to program exactly what you want to hear at all times.
Right, for sure. It's going to be an on-demand world, and people are going to want it. So, you know, I see that happening. So the interesting thing here is that we're starting to have conversations with very, very large companies. I mean, five of the Dow 30 we're talking to, believe it or not, because the establishment are looking to, they're trying to figure out how to get into social media, how to engage their audience in conversation. That's what everyone wants, right? I mean, everyone's trying to have a dialogue, and I think that we are facilitating that. So I'm just thrilled that you happen to be on a guest on someone's show, and you're now doing your shows. So I don't want to take up too much of your time because you still have lots of stuff you're selling over there.
I'm really busy. Yesterday was one big roller coaster upride, and I'm still at the top of the roller coaster after the phone calls that I got. Yeah, I've got to do television tomorrow. I have a big fly fest happening this weekend in Brevard, North Carolina. We're going to have between 500 and 750 people here. I've got people flying in.
Start streaming those live. I'm going to two conferences this next 2 weeks. We're going to be streaming live. We got to get these things streaming live for you and set up so you could have your 500 people, but you could have thousands more listening to it either live or in archive. So we're going to work on that.
If you'll help me do it, I don't have enough. I hate the term. I don't have time. But between now and Friday, well, everybody starts getting here tomorrow, and then our event is Saturday, and I'm having 30 people to my house Saturday for dinner.
Oh boy.
Well, I hope it doesn't rain. But thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. I know you're busy. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye, Alan.
Right, bye.
Bye,
Marla.
Oh, my gosh, it's so adorable.
Yeah, she's great. She's great. Look, her network makes a profound impact on any network that she goes on to. I mean, that's no question. So anyway, I know, John, you still there?
Yes, I am, Alan.
John is there, and he's coordinating a lot of the issues with the host liaisons and working through that. And according to John, we have a lot less questions coming in now, which is good. People are starting to get the hang of what's going on here.
Yes. Like I was saying, it seems like the activity in the live help and in the service end of it is kind of slowing down and balancing out a little bit. So, which I think is a good key sign that people are getting used to it and kind of shifting into, you know, old mode, you know, get right back to doing what they do best.
Excellent. Okay, well, John, thank you for calling in, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right,
have
well. Have a good day.
Bye.
So, Lise, one of the interesting things that I want to talk about is a show that's going on tonight at 7 p.m., which is really an interesting – it's a whole other application of Blog Talk Radio, but let me take this call first, and then we'll talk about it.
Oh, cliffhanger.
Hi, cliffhanger. Yeah, I'm getting good at that. Hi, 250, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Tris.
Hey, Tris, how are you?
Hey, Tris.
Hey, well, I told Lisa told me, say, are you busy? No.
Excellent. Thank you for
Alan's on the air.
Thank you for calling
really?
In. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. I don't know if I can compete with Fly Lady. I mean,
no, you can't. Let me tell you that.
I mean, yeah, I tried being one of her fly babies for a while, and I just can't do it. I just can't do it.
You know, I talk to some people. I say, have you ever heard of the? You know, she's talking about me all the time. She says in Blog Talk Radio, and I appreciate that. But I'm in meetings with the largest investment banks and VCs. I said, have you heard of Fly Lady? They're like, Fly Lady? I said, you better hear of her because you will soon. She is an industry. So. You know,
She is an industry. There's something for everyone, though. I mean, that's sort of the point. I think Fly Lady would do great in the blogger community.
She would rock blogger. That's for sure.
There's a marriage waiting to happen.
She'd own blogger. Okay, let's put that. Let's understand
that. Yeah,
but
think of how neat and tidy blogger would be. You know, that's just
with
you know, and everyone would be so relaxed about it. You know, that would be great.
How neat and tidy blogger would be with someone. Yeah, see, what Marla has are real people doing real things, and blogger, I'm not as familiar with it, so, I mean, but certainly, you know, they would love to have a huge community of engaged people on their network.
Oh, for sure. So, Alan, you launched a new site this week, huh?
Yeah, it's a major site launch. So as you know, and how are you enjoying it? I mean, I know you did a show, and what do you think?
Yeah. So far, so good. You know, I caught a little bit of the things that you've talked about, like putting the phone numbers more prominently in, I think, and getting chat a little more prominent. I think it's kind of hard from a host standpoint, because as a host, you can't really see what your listeners are seeing. So when people are saying, well, how do I get into the chat? Well, I don't know. I can't see it. It doesn't let me see it.
Why doesn't it let you see it? It's not embedded in the chat box.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing. But so far, the system, at the end of the day, what counts is that it works,
mm-hmm.
right? The site aside, it works. But I love the new switchboard. That's the biggest thing. I've been able to use bumps and put the music in the middle, and that was good.
I see your point, though, Trish. Some of the requests have been to combine the show page with the switchboard, and maybe we'll look at that some more. Then you're all looking at the same thing.
Then it's more fun, or it's easier for the host to be able to say, yeah, and here, this is what you do, and, you know. But, speaking as one of the social media people who, you know, just adopted this, I think more and more social media folks are going to start to get into this.
It's a mystery to me why it's been largely ignored, hasn't appeared in, you know, hardly any blogs. And I it's okay. I mean, whatever, I'll get mine, but at least it knows my frustration. And I don't understand it. I mean, just as a matter of the tool, I mean, you may not be... I don't know. I think it is certainly an enabling device. But what's your sense? Why are people focused on podcasting, the old way of doing things? It's new.
Yeah, I think they're focused on the old way of doing things, and they're not. They haven't quite gotten the facility and the power of the tool like I have. So I'll be starting up two more shows on Blog Talk Radio. In the near future, I'll be doing one with MindJet on mind mapping, and then Blog Nation. Of course, we keep meaning to start our show, but we're so busy launching the site, we haven't gotten it together yet. But everyone I introduced to the show,
Trish, I'm really interested in that MindJet one. That will be
MindJet?
A great sort of corporate reference for Blog Talk Radio.
It's going to be a corporately sponsored show on mind mapping. I'll probably do it like for an hour and talk with different guests about mind mapping and all the things sort of go along with it. And there's so many different ways you can do it. But I introduced Blog Talk Radio to my colleagues at B5, and people love it. If for nothing else, it's an easy way to do interviews. Because you don't have to worry about getting your cabling right and recording things. And, some of the diagrams for, like, how do you record a Skype conversation so you get both halves? You almost have to have a degree in electrical engineering to get it to work right. And I know my friend Rob from Funeral Gurus, I introduced him to Blog Talk Radio, and he does the same thing. For him, it's a great and easy way to record interviews. And yes, he's live, but a lot of the value is the later on standpoint. And I think that's what the social media folks need to really understand. Even if you're not into live radio as much as I am, being able to have a great series of interviews, people can just easily call in, and then it's archived. It's done. There's no post production to worry about. It's just done.
Right. That's exactly right. It's an enabling device. So is Blog Talk Radio a network, or is it a platform or technology platform? It's both. And while we do have a network, and we have a network of interesting shows, and people may want to find content here and be informed, but it's really the enabling device is really what it is. I mean, we've taken the phone and used and any type of phone and made that the device to create these podcasts.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate power, and that to me is this kind of the biggest surprise, because of that why it's been ignored by pretty much every A-list blogger. And
that's the question. It's getting you had a great interview time with Scoble.
Yes, very.
Am I the D list or the E list or something? What?
Yeah, you're definitely in the A. You're in the top four or five letters, definitely.
I'm in the top few letters. I think it's awesome, and I you know that I'm probably one of your biggest evangelists in the social media areas, because it is, to me, it is an enabler. And having had to, you know, try to do interviews, you know, you worry more about the technology than the content. And I don't
mm-hmm.
worry about the technology. I pick up my phone. I have my favorite phone that I always use for Blog Talk Radio because the headset jack actually works. You know, I dial in, and that's all I have to worry about. I dial in, I unmute people, and we talk, and I'm not worrying about if it's recording or not, or did the battery die out in the recorder, or did I forget to press the right button? No. You know, if I can hear them, everyone can hear them, and it's recorded. Done. Done like dinner.
Right.
And you know, that is what you guys is really awesome about this. You know, the new site is great, and I know Lisa, gave blood, sweat, and tears, and all of your development team should be just get a you know have a you know a huge pat on the back for the amount of work that they've done. But at the end of the day, it's really that network, this facilitation that you've built. That's going to be the long-standing thing. The rest of it's just window dressing,
right?
You know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and I appreciate your evangelizing this and your help. So, you know, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it, Trish.
Yeah,
hey, you're
Trish,
welcome. We'll be in touch. You guys know where I am.
I'll be on one of your shows someday. So.
Yeah. Well, again, because you've already been on one of my shows.
Yeah. Well, so again, right.
We'll have to get you. Maybe I'll get you. We'll get you hooked on mind mapping.
Or Blog Nation. Yep. So anyway, thanks for the call.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Got another call coming in here now. 989. You're on Blog Talk Radio.
989. Yeah. How you doing today, guy?
Good. How are you?
Not bad at all.
What's your name?
My name is Jerry Spencer. I also host a show here on Blog Talk Radio. It's called Shopping with Jerry.
Okay.
Okay. And I love Blog Talk Radio. I'm telling you right now, I love it. I listen to your show. I love your show. You have a great show. You talk about everything, and I see that you're going to have more shows coming out, like the mind mapping and all that.
Yeah, I
will definitely be listening to that.
Well, thank you. What's your show about?
My show is actually is a shopping show. What I do is I get on the air and I give shopping hints to everybody. Because I'm a mystery shopper to begin with. I also do personal shopping, and I know a lot of people can't afford personal shopping, of course, you know. So
right.
I help them out. I give them a place to go to where they could ask me any question they want about personal shopping or mystery shopping, and I let them know how it is, and I also give them what deals is going on during the week, what stores that are coming out with good deals, and
where are you based? Where Jerry? Where are you based that you give these stores out? What part of the country?
I'm in Michigan.
Michigan, and how did you become across Blog Talk Radio, and why did you feel this was the right platform for you?
Well, it's because I was going through the internet, you know, just looking around on the internet for different things, and I've always wanted to. I've always, you know, thought that it'd be interesting to be a host on a radio show, you know. And I come across Blog Talk Radio, and I didn't know, you know, I go, well, what is this all about? So I went to it and started reading up about it and everything, and I said, whoa, now this is something that I might be able to get into here, and. I signed up for it and everything, and found out it was a pretty darn good deal. So I said, yeah, this is where we'll go then. And when did I start it? It was right after Christmas. It was in January sometime when I started it.
Right.
And
has it helped you? you know, get out there and do you have a blog that people know, read about or follow up and on more of the tips, or do you just use blog?
I also have a blog. I had my blog that I have, I had way before Christmas, and I put it on my Blog Talk Radio show there. But my blog is A1 Personal Shopper.blog. BlogTalk.com. BlogTalk.com? Yeah.
Blogspot.
Blogspot. There we go. Yeah, good way of straightening me out there. Thanks.
Okay.
But, that's where my blog is. I recently got in a car accident, so I've been behind on it, and tonight I'll be catching up on my blog.
Right.
But I've been, you know, trying to keep in my with my talk show here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, I got in this car wreck, had to go to the hospital, and my lower back is messed up. They're going to be doing surgery and stuff, so there's a lot of things that are going to be going on with that. But
well,
I'll let everybody know what's going on.
Well, let everyone know, and you could do, of course, because you have the phone, you could do these from the hospital bed if you get bored.
Yeah, that's right. Sure can I? Yeah, get over to the hospital bed and say, hey, guess what, guys?
You can have someone host your show, and you can just do it right, laid up and on your bed.
Yeah, okay, give me another shot over here.
Right, well,
I can talk longer now.
All right, Jerry. Jerry, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it, and good luck with Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, no problem there. And I'm gonna throw you on my friends list.
Okay.
And I'm definitely going to, you know, just make sure you let me know about your mind mapping and all that so I can listen to that.
Well, watch our featured shows and definitely and add friends and favorite shows. There's lots of stuff you could do with the site now, so enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, I sure will. And thanks for accepting my call, by the way.
Sure. My pleasure.
And you guys have a great day and good luck with everything.
Thank you, Jerry.
You too.
Thank you. You take care now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Great. See, there is a guy who I wouldn't necessarily think was interested in mind mapping.
Yeah.
You know, he's
sure.
A mystery shopper.
That's
I
sure.
Mean, you know, he's got health problems too, and he just wouldn't think it'd be on his mind per se, but
yeah, I wouldn't think he's a
radio. That's the great thing about the network. It brings everybody together.
I would not think he's a radio host, but he's definitely got the passion for it. So, you know, and he's got a home here on Blog Talk Radio. That's
well,
pretty
I think
cool.
The comfort level that is so surprising with people getting on the network has to do with the fact that you're used to talking on the phone.
Right.
And you've been doing that, you know, your whole life. It just feels absolutely natural.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, I would think because of that, you know, there's a stereotype that women talk more on the phone or one or the other. But there are actually, when we looked at the numbers, more men on the network than women, like 60-40, I think.
That's fascinating. You know, someday, mm-hmm. you know, when we'll probably do another survey on the show, and what we'll do is, you know, on the site, and then we'll publish it on our blog and let people know and seek more people out. Plus, we have to give out that gift certificate. We've got to focus on doing that. So let's work on that. Anyway, I've got about a minute left on the show. So it was a lot of fun. And Jerry called in. I appreciated that. And Tris called in, Tris Hussey. And, of course, Marla, Fly Lady, and John Sweet and Lisa, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. And As soon as the show's over, we'll continue our conversation about all the gazillions of things that need to get done over here.
We do. Okay.
So it's lots
Thanks,
of fun.
Alan.
Thank you for being on my show.
Sure.
Okay. So that's it for me today. Thank you once again for being on the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to be on a show tonight. She's a host. It's on 9 o'clock political show. Andrea Kaishin. I'm sorry. Anyway, let me. While we're here, let's see. We'll go to the homepage. I've got 43 seconds remaining on my site. Let's see. Where's Andrea? Okay. Can't necessarily find her right now. So anyway, I'll be on a show tonight, 9 p.m. And I look forward to of seeing you then. So once again, thanks everyone for calling in today and in joining me on Blog Talk Radio. It's a pleasure. Have a good day.